Nolte, Hooray for Woke Hollywood Shutting Down. By John Nolte on July 14, 2023. Two strikes have shut down woke Hollywood, and that's a beautiful thing. Hollywood is shut down, and we're all supposed to pretend we care now that people who hate us and target our children are out of work. Well, I'm too old to pretend. As the last unicorn, as the last right-winger who, up until a couple of years ago, defended the entertainment industry as a vital American institution and creator of art, I'm now pledging those delegates to my Blu-ray collection. The writers are on strike. The actors are on strike. What are they striking over? Don't know. Don't care. Who's right, the studios or the strikers? Don't know. Don't care. Why should I care about people who hate me? Why would I mourn the shutdown of a multi-billion-dollar industry dedicated to hating me? Grooming children, destroying my heroes, lying about my country, championing fascism, and taking pride in wasting everyone's precious time with a product that rarely rises to mediocre. All I know is that Hollywood has shut down, and when bad things happen to bad people, there's no reason to pretend otherwise. Hollywood is shut down, and that means our kids are a little safer. Hollywood is shut down, God bless America. What were your first thoughts when you heard Hollywood had shut down? Mine were, oak knows, who will make those 500 lousy TV shows no one watches? Who will groom the children? Who will insult me for believing in God and free speech? Who will lecture me, scold me? Who will try to trick me into watching gay sex and guilt me into paying reparations to crybabies? I didn't pretend to support the entertainment industry all those years past. But that all ended with the launch of the grooming era in 2020. Hollywood no longer believes in art or commerce. Hollywood's woke right believes only in having sex with kids, blacklists, fascism, and pushing its perversions, fetishes, and neuroses on us by attempting to normalize them. Yes, I realize there are exceptions in Hollywood. But those exceptions are like the good Nazis, not enough to make me stop hating the whole bunch. And remember, all you and I are doing is hating Hollywood back. They started it. Oh, boy, did they start it. And now the whole industry can burn for all I care. The timing of this shutdown could not be better. The movie industry was just starting to normalize after the anti-science COVID lockdowns that fascist Hollywood championed. This shutdown could last months, hopefully longer, and cost these multinational grooming syndicates we call the studios billions. Everyone walked off. Sets have been left standing. Movies and TV shows have been left partly completed. Completed movies and TV shows requiring promotion will not have access to the actors needed to promote them. The foo-foo festivals that screen movies no normal people watch are likely shuttered for a year. It's like a nuclear bomb hit Hollywood, leaving behind half-eaten meals and still smoking cigarettes. Good. Just paying the interest on the loans for their latest $300 million piece of woke crap will bleed out the studios. Good. The studios have pledged to refuse to negotiate until the strikers lose their homes. Good. When people who hate me go to war, my only moral obligation is to hope for a long and destructive war. And hope I do. If you all need me, I'll be over here enjoying my Blu-ray collection and keeping hope alive. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.